Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. We are here in the parking lot of Citi Field after the July 2nd Mets game versus the Cubs, in which they won 4-3, and taking at least three games out of four against the Cubs in this NLCS rematch. I'm here with my friend Alex. Alex?
How's it going?
I'm also here with Glenn. How you doing, Glenn?
How you doing? I guess I'm not your friend, so.
You are my friend, but by saying friend each time, I didn't want to. In any case,
I'm pulling your leg. Thank you, though.
You are a guest, and that is more special than being my friend. If you know me personally, that you'll know that's a high compliment. So anyway, so here we are. We're enjoying some watermelon after the game as the parking lot tries to clear out. So we thought we might talk a little. It's been a while since we've had a recording session, so just wanted to hit on some topics real quick. Last time we talked, we missed on a couple things, meaning that the Boston Bruins are the new Stanley Cup champions. So they are in the already in the upper echelon of hockey franchises, and now they have added to that as well. As I... Take a piece of delicious watermelon.
It's delicious. The watermelon's really good.
Oh, it's really good. It's in season. So for all my friends who can get, go and get, I suggest. So the Bruins win the Stanley Cup over the Sharks, 4-1, which it's better than seeing the Sharks hold the cup. That's all I got to say. And then in basketball, LeBron.
That finals was amazing.
First time ever.
Really fun to watch. Really fun.
First time ever a team came back 3-2 to win a championship. Three games to one. First time ever winning three straight to come back, win it. Yeah. And LeBron has his title. Cleveland has their first title since the Browns in 64, I think. 62, one of those.
It's been a while.
It's been a very long while. And now LeBron is also in the mention. Maybe in a few minutes, sir.
Sure. We'll definitely.
That is for sure. Watermelon all around. Here's to you, listeners. So LeBron now in the conversation. However, I don't think he is, but greatest of all time, he's in the conversation.
He's top five.
Yeah, I'd have to say top five. He's won a title with two different franchises, and the thought was maybe he would leave Cleveland, go for a third with three different franchises, win a title, but it doesn't look like that's happening. He wants to stay in Cleveland.
He'll definitely stick around.
Not only that, this repairs his image in a way.
How about the Warriors losing as many games in the playoffs as they did during the entire regular season?
You know, it's...
They kind of crapped the bed there.
When you play, if you're in the Western Conference and you play an Eastern Conference team twice, one at home, one away, and then you're playing, you know, lower seeded teams, you know, spread out throughout the season, to all of a sudden, you know, have to focus your energy.
Oklahoma City took them to the brink too, though.
They almost did. Oklahoma City almost did, absolutely. That was a big deal. Big deal. So now Cleveland has their title. LeBron's got his title. All is forgiven. His image is repaired. However, it's not pristine. I'll say that much. I wasn't a fan of the way he left, but I'm glad he came back and delivered.
I will say, I will never give him crap again after the way he closed out the finals. The last 2 minutes of Game 7, he took over. I heard a couple people were talking about maybe Kyrie deserved MVP, but LeBron had one of the... Maybe the best finals ever. I mean, statistically, I think it was the best finals ever.
He had three straight games over 40 points, something like that, some insane number.
It was back-to-back 40-point games and then a triple-double.
There you go. That's what it was. So it was a big deal for that. So he gets that. And following that with baseball, the Cleveland Indians, up until tonight, had not lost a game since the Cleveland Cavaliers won their title. 14 straight games for the Indians. Indians have been thrusted into the leadership of the American League Central, and they are looking very strong, solid, with a lot of young, homegrown players and some good, solid pitching. So they're looking really good.
I don't know anything about the Indians, but if the Royals don't win the division, I'm okay with that.
You know, I do like the Tigers. Pardon my mouthful.
Yeah.
I like the Tigers. I like what they do. I like how they perform. But, you know, hey, it has to happen. So, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Indians go far. I don't know if they want them to win, but I want them to go far. You know, Cleveland does deserve some happiness.
Yeah.
I
disagree. Cleveland, it deserves what it gets.
You say they should still be the mistake from the lake. Yeah. The mistake by the lake, no matter what.
You know what I was shocked by? There was almost zero rioting in Cleveland when Cavs won. I expected it to be a war zone.
If they win again. Like, if they win something else, then it's going to be bad.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I think Cleveland was a little bit too... Like, they got it off their chest. Whereas, you know...
It's more the sigh of relief than the, like...
Yeah. We did it, guys. It's just...
Very true.
Finally.
Yeah, very true. No, you're absolutely right about that. And besides the four-game series against the Mets, the Cubs have been still going strong, looking very, very impressive.
The Cubs are, I will fact-check this after I say it, but they're 1-9 in their last 10 against teams over 500. So they're reeling a bit. They're reeling.
Meanwhile, the Mets got very embarrassed on a road trip against the Braves and the Nationals, winning 2 out of 7 games. Very embarrassing. You know, as a Met fan, it's great to see that they're doing well against the Cubs, but that doesn't really help in the standings in the National League East, so that's rough going. And it looks like the Miami Marlins are actually turning around, which is shocking because Michael Stanton, but it's Giancarlo Stanton having an awful season. And then D. Gordon going down with a 50-game suspension for...
He's
substance
for playoffs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's gonna be, but they've been putting it together. They have a lot of young, homegrown talent.
I like that ineligibility for playoffs addition to the suspension. I like that. I think we need to clean this game up, and I think that's a really good punishment.
Yeah, I guess. I think you're just stupid if you're still doing it. Like, it made sense in the Wild West days.
You're especially stupid if you're getting caught.
Absolutely. Remember, Tiger Woods wasn't apologizing because he did something wrong. He was apologizing because he got caught.
Yep.
Because his naughty boy phone was underneath the mattress and his wife came in with the 9-iron. Thanksgiving Day will never be the same for Tiger. Well, speaking of, Dustin Johnson finally won a major, which is a big deal. Was it the U.S. Open, I think?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
So that was a big deal, too. And soccer, a lot of football, if you will. A lot of soccer going on.
America sucks at soccer. I'm sorry.
They're okay at soccer. Hey, we didn't
have our A squad for Copa America or whatever it's called.
We didn't
have our A squad, did we? We're missing a few pieces.
Well,
World Cup team?
Somebody got two yellows or a red or something, so they had to sit out the game.
I'm shielding you.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, as the 7 line goes back to Manhattan, we'll let that go by for a few moments. But yeah, was it the, I forget who, some two guys had two yellow cards in a game, and so they weren't eligible for the... For the semifinals against Argentina. And Argentina loses again in international competition. No World Cups, no Copa Americas since, what, the 80s and Diego Maradona,
yeah.
Maradona.
It's the hand of God.
They failed enough that Messi has finally decided to call it quits.
Messi, who, born in Argentina, but they call him the Spaniard because he spent so much time in Spain.
When Barcelona picks you up at, like, age 14, it's probably...
Has he been playing that long? I remember hearing his name forever. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He's broken so many records that you think, oh, he must be, like, 35. He's, like, 28.
Really?
He's a year older than me, and every time I look at my life, I look at Messi and be like, what am I doing?
I have failed.
But, yeah, he was... one of those big ones that were just like, well, this is a kid prodigy. We got to get him. And so,
remember Freddie Adu? Remember that kid?
Yeah, isn't he? I remember. It was a big deal in the United States.
Still in the MLS?
I think he is.
Is
I think.
He okay.
Yeah, I think he is.
Good for him.
He's not quite the wonderkin that everybody thought he was going to be.
Thought he was going to save American soccer.
But I think it's weird that the conversation is now saying, like, oh, is Messi a legend for Argentina? And you do. It's a very different conversation talking about Messi, a legend for Barcelona versus Argentina.
Right.
Oh, for international versus Premier League or Club League or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
like, he's broken so many records for Barcelona, but then you look at his career for Argentina, it's like, well, yeah, he hasn't won anything with them. And I think it's always going to...
Maybe he's just tired when it comes down to international play, because he gives us all for the Premier League or the club, first club, and yeah.
La Liga.
I'm American. An ignorant American. I don't know these names of these leagues. I'm sorry.
Right. And then, so with Copa America, the Chile wins in their second straight year against Argentina, back-to-back years, in penalty kicks. And Messi missed his. They said he kicked it all the way down to Delaware. It was so far. As the 7 line goes back again. And they're traveling back after a Mets win. As you hear the dulcet tones of the MTA. So Argentina fails again against Chile. Go Chile, I suppose. And then in the European leagues, or the UEA...
The Euros.
UEFA, there you go.
Plus United Kingdom.
Yes, pretty much. Yes, yes. Brexit talk. So with Brexit, it's an interesting thing. England, after the Brexit, after the in-out referendum for the European Union, England loses against Iceland, which is a very shocking outcome.
I mean, my favorite stat about this is Iceland has more volcanoes than professional footballers.
And the head coach for Iceland is a dentist. Like, that's what he does.
Isn't England's national team historically awful, though? Like,
we haven't won a knockout game in a major tournament since 2002 or something.
No,
like, it's something ridiculous. It's a ridiculous stat.
But they haven't won anything since like the 40s, right?
Like, oh, no. Like, the last time, 1966. You won a World Cup nothing since.
Yeah. The Three Lions Club, so that's a big deal. But yeah, so Wales wins in their league. So right now, Wales is moving on to play, I think, Portugal. Umoy and Ronaldo. And, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Speaking on the 2nd of July? Is that what
yes,
today is?
We are 2nd of July.
Germany beat Italy after 9 rounds of penalties, so they're definitely in the final.
Right, first time I had heard that they had ever beat them in a major tournament, that Germany beat Italy. That's a big deal.
I mean, it seems weird to say that, but then you realize, like, Germany only existed since the 90s, like 1980.
All right, fair enough. Fine, that's a good point. I think that's fair.
You probably had East Germany win in, like, the 70s.
Right.
Doping everything.
But. Yeah. And then, of course, also speaking of international competition, upcoming is the... it's the Olympics in Rio. We're actually going to have some special brewing for that, so we'll talk about that another time.
That's cool.
Yeah, so...
I am excited for the U.S. men's basketball national team.
Now that half the best players have decided not to go because of Zika?
Zika's a big deal. There have been several...
I think we're still going to win the gold, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think
you should.
But it is a little bit like the old... was it the 80s when the Russians didn't show up for the Olympics? And we're like, win.
It's exactly like the 80s, because Russia's not showing up again.
Russia got caught in doping. I heard it was only their track and field, though. I think the rest can go.
I think it was decided that it was state-sponsored, and as soon as the Olympics committee decided that, it's like, okay, your entire nation is disqualified.
Are they actually disqualified, or they're shaming themselves and not going? Or
no, so they Russian athletes have to compete as neutrals. So there won't be the Russian flag, there won't be the Russian anthem.
So they'll be with the European flag. Or no, the Olympic flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the ones like Team United Nations or
whatever. Yeah, well, you can. The ones who are like, hey, you know, their country is in some sort of civil war.
Without a nation.
Yeah, things like that.
It's Russia is not allowed to compete, but individual athletes can go.
As long as they pass drug testing, I assume?
Yeah. I mean, it's like drugs cheats have been found, but a lot of their athletes haven't been. But the fact that it's been seen as state-sponsored.
I mean, we've
known
they've been doing this since Rocky IV, right? Like, this isn't a secret.
Hearts on fire, strong.
I will crush you.
So with that, a lot of the athletes not showing up, but now some who are showing up have put some of their sperm... the male athletes, some of their sperm freezing it. So, like Paul Gasol is doing that. There's a high jumper No, the pole vault, all those guys, some of those.
Like Russian athletes?
No, no, like German. Everybody. Just anybody who's going. They're like,
Gasol is Spanish, so yeah.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy
isn't going.
Isn't going.
In case they get sick and they die and they don't come back?
No, not even the dead, because you get bit and then that affects your DNA. And if you have a kid, then you're going to have the tiny baby syndrome and whatnot. So.
Yeah, we don't want mutant babies.
Right, encephalitis. Look, I'm just saying.
Tiny baby syndrome.
All right, the tiny headed baby syndrome. So we'll see how that goes. So that's going to be fun leading up to that. So, all right, well, here we are again in the parking lot of Citi Field. Thank you again, Glenn. Thank you for joining. My friend, Glenn, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Alex, of course, thank you for joining as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank
you're
very
no
much.
I'm no longer
his friend. I've been upgraded.
I now didn't contribute you're my, enough.
I'm upgraded. Now you're my friend. Well, thank you very much. Andrew, please, if you will, I would like you to please take it away.
This
thank
has been another much. Episode Absolutely. Of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.